Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This football story starts in a small cafeteria. It happens on the final day of the extended summer transfer window of 2020, on October 6th. That day, Chris Rooijakkers is preparing snacks in his cafeteria, two blocks away from the PSV stadium in the Dutch city of Eindhoven. Chris is a nice guy. He has short gray hair and has been preparing snacks for decades. It's dinner time that evening, so Chris is quietly frying some fries. When he looks up for a moment, he sees a massive Mercedes SUV parked in the street in front of his cafeteria. A car like that usually isn't parked in the street. Chris is a fanatic PSV Eindhoven fan. You never know. Maybe a new PSV player is inside the car. Chris sees some men sitting inside the car, but he doesn't get a clear view. So he asks his 13-year-old daughter Lindy if she can sneak up to the car and take some pictures. She is nervous, but decides to give it a go. She walks past the car but doesn't get a good picture. She decides to give it another try, this time riding her bicycle. When she returns to the cafeteria, she shows her father the picture she has taken. They can see a person sitting shotgun in the Mercedes. They zoom in on his face and can't believe what they see. Could it be that the man who decided the 2014 World Cup final in Brazil was about to sign for their favorite football team? This episode of our podcast is about the day Mario Götze shocked the world by signing a two-year deal at PSV Eindhoven as a free agent. Götze could have signed for several top clubs in Italy. Bayern Munich was even trying to get him to come back, and he had some lucrative offers from countries like the United States. But Götze decided to sign for PSV in the Netherlands. We spoke to the PSV fans who first found out this was happening, and the man Mario Götze himself, to find out how and why he signed for PSV. My name is Sam van Raalte, and welcome to The Home of Football, a podcast by 433. Let's go.
All of a sudden, like, everything turned like upside down.
Mario Götze was definitely seen as the future, the most talented German player.
It was a little kind of magic that evening. A great player that's standing in front of your shop and he's gonna sign. We have a world champion in our squad now.
The story of Mario Götze starts in the Bayern area of Germany. There, Mario was born on the 3rd of June 1992 in the town of Memmingen. His parents are called Jürgen and Astrid. His father Jürgen is a professor in technology. Because of his father's work, Götze's family moved around a bit when he was a young child. They moved to Texas and lived there for a couple of years before settling in Dortmund. There, young Mario was picked up by the Borussia Dortmund Academy when he was 8 years old. He grew and grew as a player, and then he caught the eye of Jürgen Klopp, who was the manager of Borussia Dortmund back then. Now, to get the full story, we met up with Götze at PSV Eindhoven.
I was born in the south of Germany. I lived there for, I think, almost 6 years. We spent 2 years in Texas, came back to Germany again, and then we moved to Dortmund because my father got a job offer at the university in Dortmund. And it had a big impact on my career, on my life for sure, because we stayed there for a long time. And then I started playing for Borussia Dortmund. I went to school there. This club gave me like almost everything because I was very young when I started to play for Borussia Dortmund. And then I think with 17, Jürgen Klopp called me to come to the first team. I was very happy that it went out that way, that Klopp was coach at that time. So I was very lucky to be in that position when I was young and come to the first team. And yeah, it had a great impact on me and was great to play in that stadium with, I think when I was 17, yeah. I was lucky that my first coach was Jürgen Klopp back then. It was his second station as a coach. He built a completely new team. I was very young back then and he helped me a lot. He helped me to become a professional football player, to integrate in the team very fast, and he meant a lot to me, and he still means a lot to me. I've just recently met him in Mallorca also. We spoke a bit. We won the championship the first year. The second year we won the double, and then we came to the Champions League final, so we had a quite a successful time. But at the same time, he helped me to be humble, to be right in my mind, and yeah, he always pushed me like almost every day to improve on the pitch and off the pitch, which helped me a lot, especially because I just like turned 18, 19, 20, and I was very young, so he knew what to do with younger and older players. I think there were a few times he was very mad, especially like because he's very very strict, like also off the pitch, but also on the pitch, that everybody behaves in the right way, tactical wise. And so he corrected me a lot of times, like off the pitch when maybe I was too late, or when I didn't do the work, the defensive work, these kind of things. And he could be very hard also.
Götze and Klopp had a great connection, and Götze was part of the Borussia Dortmund that conquered Germany with players like Marco Reus and Robert Lewandowski. But then, in the beginning of 2013, everything changed. Pep Guardiola was about to become the manager of Bayern Munich, Dortmund's rivals, and Guardiola wanted Götze in his team. Götze had a 37 million euros release clause in his contract, which Bayern was happy to activate. Götze had a difficult choice to make, and he made a decision that would shock the world of football.
I made the decision in January, so I think they announced that Pep Guardiola is going to be coach in Munich, and I wanted to be a part of that, and so I made that decision back then. So I didn't know that we will play against them in the Champions League final. So I just wanted to make the next step. I wanted to work with Pep. I wanted to work with great players. I wanted to make the next step in my career, and I didn't think about all the other things around the transfer. So for me, it was just like I play football, I want to do the next step, and that's it. I want to improve, I want to get better. And this was the only argumentation I had with myself, why I want to do this. And nevertheless, I had a really good time in Dortmund with Jürgen, with the team. We were very successful. But nevertheless, I wanted to do that for myself to improve. It was strange because I didn't think that it affected so many people. But at that time, I made that decision. It came out, the media, like all the stuff around it, like with the fans, with the police. I've never experienced something like this, because for me, it was like I grew up in that city with that club, with that team. We had a special connection. All of a sudden, like everything turned like upside down. So this was quite new for me. I had to handle that situation. So I've never experienced something like this. And even I think the like people like who are not really into Dortmund Bayern rivalry, they were some kind of they were mad a bit, especially at that time. So it was like very strange for me to experience this kind of like comments and feelings at that time. I told it the coach, the CEO, and the sporting director. They were not happy about it, but I think on the other hand, he knew me a bit, he understand a bit, but at the same time, for sure, he was very angry at me that I made that decision. Maybe when he reviews that situation and looks back now, that he understands it a bit more. But in that situation, it was quite special. Yeah.
To get more context on the meaning of that transfer, I called Raphael Honigstein. Honigstein is a renowned football journalist who specializes in German football. He currently works for The Athletic and wrote a book about the revival of German football called Das Reboot. Here's Honigstein on the significance of the transfer Götze made from Dortmund to Bayern.
Well, this was the height of the Bayern Munich Borussia Dortmund nexus and rivalry in Germany. And this was the empire striking back. And they struck at the heart of this Dortmund team because Mario Götze was definitely seen as the future of this Dortmund team, the most talented German player of his generation, coming through, really identified as the future face of this team alongside Jurgen Klopp and all the others. And Bayern overnight triggering his release clause and was like a bomb and was a huge thing at the time. Well, I think it showed that Bayern were determined to try to damage Dortmund. In the words of Hans-Joachim Watzke, the CEO, he felt Bayern were out to destroy this Dortmund team. I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but Bayern have often pursued a dual strategy when it comes to fighting against teams that come up alongside them, which is to both target their best players in order to strengthen themselves, but also to damage the opposition to a certain extent. And with Götze leaving, in the first part of the jigsaw, if you will, being loosened, I think it was made it even more difficult for Dortmund to keep everybody else. I think Dortmund were always realistic that it was going to be unlikely that all the big names were going to hang around forever. But they didn't expect one of the youngest and one of the most identifiable parts of this Dortmund team to leave. That's why it was a shock. The fact that it was Götze got people very, very angry, and there was also a huge backlash in the social media. Mario Götze had a really hard time.
So Götze made his move from Dortmund to Bayern. His first season at Bayern was good. He played a lot and won everything there is to win in Germany, working with Pep Guardiola.
I had 3 years Jürgen Klopp, and my second coach was Pep Guardiola as a professional player. I learned a lot on the pitch. He was phenomenal about how I've never seen it before, so how he sees the spaces on the pitch, how he changed the system, the formation, what I learned about football in general, ball possession, pressing, keeping the ball for such a long time to be dominant on the pitch. And to win the game, so that's what I learned from him in Munich, and we had a very successful time with a lot of titles. We had a great team back then, so this was a good time for me. I learned a lot, and especially also off the pitch, we had a great team. I was very very young back then, and I could learn a lot from Frank Ribery, Arjen Robben, Schweinsteiger, Xabi Alonso, and also from him as a coach because he was very successful in Barcelona also.
In the summer of 2014, it was time to go to Brazil with the national team of Germany to compete in the World Cup. Götze started the tournament in the starting 11 of manager Joachim Löw, but he lost his spot after a couple of games. For example, Götze was benched when Germany battered Brazil in the semi-finals, that legendary 7-1 victory. Götze started the final against Argentina as a substitute as well. Germany had better chances and more possession in the game, but couldn't seem to score. Then, Götze was brought on in the 88th minute to replace Miroslav Klose. The game went into extra time. In the 113th minute, André Schürrle dribbles up the left flank of the pitch. He crosses the ball into the penalty area. Götze controls it with his chest. While falling down, he volleys the ball with his left foot. This is what it sounded like on ARD, the German national broadcaster.
Schürrle.
It's a perfect goal. His teammates rush towards Götze to celebrate. Joachim Löw quickly smells his fingers in excitement. Germany has won the World Cup. 7 years later, Götze still has warm feelings about that day, and rightfully so. He decided a World Cup final as a 22-year-old.
I remember it very clearly because even when I scored the goal, it was just amazing at that moment, but we knew that we have to go on for the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. So it wasn't done until I scored. So there were a few things, and I remember clearly that they had, I think, 120 minutes. They had a free kick, and we are still like, okay, everything can happen. We just have to make it until the final whistle. So was quite amazing, and I really enjoyed that moment to be part of that game, and I was just lucky to get in the moment to be involved in a goal, to score that goal with that people and that group. It was just amazing. Also the time we had in Brazil with the camp, with the people who supported us back in Germany, my family visited me in Brazil, so the setup was very nice, and the group of people was great. And I think with all the aspects, it was just amazing to remember that moment and the tournament. But we were like very far away in Brazil, but when we came back to Berlin and actually see the people and how they reacted and how they celebrated with us and how they engaged with everything. It was just amazing to see how they were back in Berlin and helped us to celebrate that moment. And it's always great like to share that moment with the team, but it was just amazing to be like in front of all the people and realizing what we have achieved and what we have done and how happy they were at that moment. And this was quite unique also, because in Brazil it was just us with the team. And then we can celebrate it with whole of Germany. So this was just amazing.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That goal from Götze was not just a deciding goal in a World Cup final. It was also a symbol of the revival of Germany as a powerhouse in international football. In the previous years, Germany had shifted from a country that pretty much only focused on strength and conditioning to a more technical approach, with Götze as a prime example. Here's Rafael Honigstein.
Yeah, I think the goal encapsulates quite beautifully the processes and developments that Germany had undergone in order to play a different kind of football. The kind of player that Götze represented at the time and hopefully still does was not really being produced on a mass scale. But because Germany changed the setup, made things a lot more technical, also emphasized the role of the ball rather than the physique and fitness, players like Götze suddenly could thrive and could come through. When he scored that goal, in my view, one of the most beautiful goals ever scored in the final, it was a nice sort of exclamation mark behind all the things that had gone on. It wasn't a centre forward heading the ball home from a cross or somebody pushing the ball over the line in the scramble in the box. It was a beautiful act of balletic ability and fitting for a new Germany.
Götze stayed 2 more years at Bayern Munich after that World Cup, but he ran into some physical difficulties, mainly in his last season at Bayern, which prevented him from playing a lot. Götze decided to return to Borussia Dortmund in 2016. Soon, it will become clear why Götze had those physical issues. He had a metabolic disorder, which required him to rest up and change his routines. All those years of playing and playing and playing non-stop since he broke through as a teenager finally took their toll. Götze stopped playing games for 6 months to get back in good health.
I mean, it was tough, especially if you like try very hard to do everything you're capable of and you realize it's not working out what you want to achieve. So this was not easy, I mean, physically and mentally back then. But sometimes it's also a good experience, or it was a good experience for me, because then I realized how important it is to rest a bit, to make priorities, to choose the right time for training, to choose the right mental mindset. This was a good experience for me, and I'm very happy that I had the chance to analyze all these things and to make the best for me out of the situation. It was good. I had a good time in Bayern Munich, came back to Dortmund, then it was not so easy, but also this process was very important for my career to understand what's good, what doesn't fit my routine or my game. So this was a good experience I needed to have. The years before, like with the national team, with the club, and even when I had holidays, I didn't stop like training, or I always wanted to keep on going. And then there was like a moment where I said, I think maybe I have to change my routine a bit.
Götze succeeded and returned to play in the 2017-2018 season. But Borussia Dortmund had a rocky time then. After Thomas Tuchel left the club, Peter Bosz became the manager, but he was fired after 6 months. Peter Stöger took over and left after half a season. Then Lucien Favre was appointed. Götze played a lot in Favre's first season as manager of Borussia Dortmund, but was benched a lot in the 2019-2020 season. At the end of that season, in the summer of 2020, Götze's contract at Borussia Dortmund would expire. He knew he wanted to try something new, but the COVID pandemic hit Europe in the beginning of 2020. Götze's wife was also pregnant at the time. A lot of things were going on in the Götze household that summer.
My wife's pregnant, COVID was there, so it was a very special period of time. Didn't play very much. Then we didn't have fans in the stadium. Like, all these kind of things impacted the situation. But due to the birth of my son, I was very distracted with these kind of things, because first time I became father, and then I, at the same time, I have to make a proper decision for not only myself but also for my family. So this was the process that started, like, I think February, when everything began. COVID, my wife's pregnant, and all contract expiring. So this was stressful at one time, but on the other time, the best time I had due to the birth. So a lot to balance. Training and baby. So these two things I had to balance a bit. So I worked on myself, which was also good. Played tennis, played padel. So had time for other sports also.
Now, there was a reason Götze was consumed by the birth of his son. Not just because it was his first child, but because his son, named Rome, was born on the 5th of June in 2020, while he was supposed to be born 6 to 7 weeks later. So the family had to stay in the hospital for a couple of weeks. Football was pretty much the last thing on Götze's mind for a while, and rightfully so.
My perspective changed after I became a father, because the start we had with our child, it changed a lot, because we have been in the hospital and we really realized what's important at that time. Just happy that he's healthy and happy at home. And our baby came a bit too early, like 6 or 7 weeks too early. So they had to take care that everything is fine and that they can release us home with a good feeling. Yeah. I think it changed a bit, especially due to the situation that we spent like 3 weeks in the hospital, that where I didn't waste a sore thought about football, because back then I really realized what's important. And at that time, there football wasn't a topic at all, because what matters was our child and the baby, that we get home safely and healthy. So this was the most important thing. And after that, when we established a routine at home, then sometimes, for sure, we needed to know what's happening also for Rome and for my wife. But she supported me. She said, "I took your time." She was very supportive back then. Also, like, taking care of Rome at that time. She held my back back then. And still doing it, so this was also important for me.
That summer, the German manager Roger Schmidt was appointed at PSV Eindhoven. Before that, he coached Beijing Guoan in China, Bayer Leverkusen in Germany, and Red Bull Salzburg in Austria. Schmidt knew Götze would become a free agent that summer and called Götze to see if they could work together at PSV. And Götze liked what he was hearing, because as he grew as a player, he cared more and more about the process you go through with a manager and a team. He was interested in Schmidt's philosophy, but Götze took his time for his decision. He was still preoccupied with the health of his child and wife. When his contract at Borussia Dortmund expired at the end of June, he became a free agent. Clubs from all over the world wanted to sign him. Bayern Munich was talking to him. Some amazing clubs from Italy were interested. David Beckham's Miami team tried to sign Götze. But on the morning of the final day of the 2020 transfer window, October 6th, Götze still had to make up his mind. Then he made a decision.
I remember it very clearly. It was the final day because I had to make a decision. Otherwise, I couldn't participate in the European competition. So I had to make a decision. And I think for me it was important because I lived in Dortmund before, that we are close to Düsseldorf to play in an European competition. So this was for me the right thing to do back then. And I cannot compare it to the years before, because with COVID and all this, the other stuff, what was going on back then. But I was happy to do that decision, to make that decision for PSV Eindhoven, still in living in Düsseldorf, and have the best situation for my child also.
So Mario Götze made up his mind and headed to Eindhoven to sign a 2-year deal at PSV. That's when Chris Royakker suddenly spotted Götze's Mercedes in front of his cafeteria in Eindhoven. I visited Chris in his cafeteria as well, to hear from the man himself how he found out Mario Götze was about to sign for his favorite team.
I'm Chris Royakkers. I'm a PSV fan for a long time ago, I think from the 90s. And I'm having a fry shop, a snack bar at the corner at the Willemstraat in Eindhoven in Holland. That day I saw a big Mercedes in front of my shop, and the Mercedes is standing still there for I think 50 minutes. Such a car here in the street is not usual. So I told my daughter, it was so big car, I told my daughter to take a picture from the car. Then when she's having the pictures and come back to me, I saw everything but only the car, not who's in the car. So I told her again to take another pictures. So she went again to the car and takes some pictures from the guys in the car. And when she sent me the pictures in my app, I was watching the pictures, and I couldn't believe that it was Mario Götze.
Chris couldn't believe his eyes. Let's hear from his daughter Lindy as well, the girl who took the pictures that would soon go viral from Eindhoven to Berlin and Madrid.
I'm Lindy, I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Eindhoven. At first, I don't know it was Mario Götze, and my father put it in a group chat, and then it's exploded. It was unbelievable. First it was here, and then it was in Italy, in Spain, in Germany. I didn't know it can go so fast. It was very special. When people are here, they say you're the Mario Götze girl, then I laugh, because yeah, it's special.
So Lindy took the pictures and Chris sent them to some friends in a group chat. Then the world went crazy.
So I sent the pictures to my friends' app, and they don't believe it, that it was Mario Götze in the car. So and in that moment, the photo was leaked from the app group, and it gets really fast viral. In 50 minutes, it was over the whole world. So in 5 minutes, it was gone, the picture. And it gets really, really, really viral. And my telephone, it's really exploding. It was full over the build. It was Marca. It was really big. Everybody doesn't believe that Mario Götze was coming to Eindhoven. As a PSV fan, I couldn't believe it, because it was it's so big. It's a world champion. We have a world champion in our squad now. It was really unbelievable. It was a little kind of magic that evening. It was just like a great player that's standing in front of your shop, and he's gonna sign PSV. It's not a small player that's building up. It's a world class player. It's really good, really good that they have signing PSV. It's really a good compliment to the club. I don't think any club in the Netherlands have signed so big player for a long time. And I hope for him, he goes to, in a few years, to Real Madrid or Manchester United. I think that's the reason he is here. And he is a world-class player.
Now, even the directors at PSV were surprised that they were able to sign a player like Mario Götze. And just like when he decided to move from Borussia Dortmund to Bayern Munich, the world of football was surprised by a decision Götze made.
It was interesting to see how the media reacted, but for me it was a decision I made for my family and myself, so this is the most important thing, and that's how I view it, and which is the most important thing, that I'm happy with it and that I want to progress and I want to improve. But it was interesting to see how the reaction were from all the other people and the media, and how they viewed that decision I made. I would say the club culture is very interesting. It's very also very professional. I've said it when I arrived here that I didn't expect, because I've never been here before also, so I didn't expect to have this surrounding here. I mean, it's good to work here in the woods, to have your like own bubble, maybe bubble where you can work. You don't have a lot of media here. You have a great stadium. I mean, this is very professional. And I was also surprised at the beginning, if you see the academy here and how you can work on these topics. It's a very good thing, and I guess in the long term this will help the club also to stay successful. This is probably the most important job to do. I signed 2 years in Eindhoven. 1 year is done in 2022. It will expire in summer. So I have great ambitions. I mean, the most important thing right now is that we play a good season, and then hopefully I will play for more years on that level. And I wanted to win trophies also, to have a great process the next years, to get the maximum out of everything. And this is what I gained for, and this is what I wish for. Yeah. I think the best memory I had so far was when the spectators came back in the stadium. It was, I think, only 4,000 or 5,000, but it felt like, after 1.5 years, it felt like I thought the stadium was full. But to experience this atmosphere again, I mean, we missed that a lot. I think this is what was the most the best thing that happened so far.
Götze still has a year to go on his contract at PSV. After that, Götze will become a free agent again. He still has years and years to go in his career, but he can look back at a glorious career so far. He came further than he ever expected as a kid, simply playing football.
I think when I look back on my career and go back to my youth, I never thought that I will be in that position right now. The things I experienced, the achievements I had, the time I spent the last years in professional football, it's just amazing. And I'm really happy that it happened that way and I could experience these kind of things. So I'm really happy about that. But I have never expected that in that way. I'm in a really good place right now because I'm a husband, I'm a father, and I enjoy what I love to do, and that's playing football. Family is probably, for me, my most important thing in my life, especially since I'm a father. So I think that's the best thing that happened to me.
That's the story of how Mario Götze ended up signing a deal at PSV Eindhoven. There were a couple of factors that made it attractive for Götze to sign for PSV. He felt a connection with the manager, Roger Schmid, something he values deeply. And he's still playing international competition at PSV, as well as playing for trophies domestically in the Netherlands. By signing for PSV, Götze was also able to keep living in Düsseldorf with his family, because it's just an hour away from Eindhoven. Götze has seen it all as a footballer so far. He has won national titles and a World Cup. But most importantly, he became a father. And especially during the pandemic, it was crucial for Götze to remain close to his family. Because in the end, that's what's most important. I want to thank Mario Götze for working on this podcast with us, as well as Chris Royakkers and his daughter Lindy, and Raphael Honingstein. Subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app to never miss an episode. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to get a free article every time we publish an episode. You can do that at thehomeoffootball.substack.com. Thank you for listening, and on to the next story in the home of football.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.